embarrassment about it. It's sexism that makes a woman believe that an investment in hundreds of dollars of skin creams, promising to restore her youth, is an acceptable expenditure, when the same amount spent on yarn is considered to have been squandered, because our culture expects women to be forever young. It's sexism that makes hobbies engaged in mostly by women, such as knitting, considered frivolous wastes of time, while those engaged in mostly by men, such as fishing or golf, are never judged as harshly. So I say to women, flaunt your stash. Own it. Find a way to share your space and your finances with your DH that seems fair and equal, because no modern partnership should be based on anything less. Then fill that closet or those shelves or that craft room or that suitcase with as much yarn as you can fit and afford. Stake your place in the world inside a circle of yarn balls. Stand up for your right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of a yarn stash. It's your duty as a knitter and as a woman.
This has been an Audible Studios production of A Stash of One's Own, Knitters on Loving, Living With, and Letting Go of Yarn. Written by Clara Parks, performed by Kate Udall, Kevin T. Collins, and Eliza Foss. Executive producers Kristen Lang and Mike Charzik. Producer Chelsea Pita. Copyright 2017 by Clara Parks. Sound recording copyright 2018 by Audible Inc. Audible Studios is a division of Audible Inc.
Audible hopes you have enjoyed this program.